This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Ah, here it is. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz, live from McGurk's in Fort Washington. You know, he left it all out there. Eight up, eight down, 30 pitches, 22 strikes, five strikeouts. It's 1-1 because Jack Fritz beat Joe DeCamera today in dominating fashion. There he is.
There we go.
Ike Fritz. Ike Reese, rather. How you feeling, brother? Sorry. It's
victory! Now, let me tell you.
Yeah.
Had to be a special day today to bring that out.
Yeah.
I don't bring that out for anyone but the Midnight Green. And for my boy, Jackie Baseball, to go out there and do what he did today under these conditions, under these circumstances, got to tip my cap to you, my brother. Listen, shout out to Joe DeCamera. He put up a valiant effort, but it wasn't good enough. This is Jack's element. He was in his wheelhouse, and it showed today. Shout out to everybody that came out to watch. I mean, my goodness, what? That totally surprised me. Couple hundred people out there at least, maybe 300 people out there at least.
It was like the Little League World Series. They were out in the outfield,
yes,
sitting on the grass.
We had construction workers on the building.
Yeah, like Wrigley Field.
Watching.
Yeah.
Watching this thing. So great atmosphere. Shout out to everyone that came out to Plymouth White Marsh High School.
Yeah.
Check this out. Our boy, Spike, did not disappoint.
No, he did not.
Jackie Baseball.
There he is.
Holler at you, boy.
Holler at him, Jack.
It was a good day.
Yeah.
I don't know if I'm going to feel my elbow tomorrow. We left it all on the line. But, man, we had to do what we had to do. Could tell early it was going to go a certain way. If as long as I threw strikes,
yep.
I felt pretty confident. But, man, 8-0. I'm glad it was 8-0. I'm glad I didn't mess around and hit him.
Yep.
You know, I wanted straight domination, and I got straight domination.
215-592-9494. If you are out there, if you'd like to talk about it. So what I want to do is sort of, for everybody who didn't see it, and there will be video on the WIP YouTube channel eventually, mm-hmm. is sort of set the scene as to what happened out there today. So I got there, and it was hot, you know. And
it was hot.
And the Plymouth White Marsh, and by the way, a big, big, big thank you to the Plymouth White Marsh varsity baseball team.
Oh,
especially
yes.
The third baseman.
The third baseman and the first
and
baseman.
And the first baseman.
And the first baseman.
Yeah.
So I get there, and they have a turf field. So it's 90 degrees, and it's on turf. And I walk out there, and it's sizzling.
Yeah, I saw it on the field. Like, if you looked at the field,
you could see the heat rising.
You saw the heat rising, yeah.
Ike remembers that from the
day. Pickle juice game, yep. Man, yes. Yep.
So I walk out there. It's probably about 11:30 that I walk out there, and I see Jackie Baseball in center field playing a little long toss. And, Ike, I'll tell you, I was a little nervous. I'm like, is this kid going to burn himself out?
Yeah.
But then I thought to myself, he knows his routine. It's been a while since he's pitched in a game, but he knows his routine. I'm thinking he knows what he's doing out there. And I also noticed when I got out there, not only was there a crowd, there was a contingent of DeCamera lovers.
There was. A shocking amount.
One of them brought his own speaker. And he, with a mic and a speaker, and I think he was planning on a little hijinks out there from the crowd.
Yeah.
So I walked over. I said hello to the umpire. I said hello to the coach of the baseball team. Said hello to the team. And then I saw Fritz.
Yep.
And I walked over to Fritz, and I was like, "You got this?" And he looked me dead in the eye, and he said, "I'm good." Went out there, warmed up. So then it's noon. Jack steps up to the mound. And I think we had known, we had all theorized, that Joe DeCamera was not going to take his bat off his shoulder if he didn't have to. He was going to make Jack throw strikes. You knew that, right, Fritz?
Yeah, I
can tell. And quite honestly, that would have been my game plan, too.
Yep.
Make him throw strikes first.
Well, and, you know, DeCamera, rather, had a hitting coach.
He did.
And I asked the hitting coach afterwards. I was like, "Did you tell him not to take the bat off his shoulder?" He's like, "We were going to take a patient approach the entire time."
Say what? He's hiring some high-level people.
He is.
I mean, that guy seems like a local legend. Everyone talks to is like, "That guy's the best hitting coach in the area."
Yeah. He and by the way.
Wow.
Yeah. Well, I mean, he got DeCamera to put the bat on the ball.
He did.
That did happen.
He did. It did happen. Shockingly.
So for me, it was all about the first pitch. If Jack can get in there and throw a strike the first pitch, I'm going to feel good. Pitch one, Joe looks at it, strike one. Pitch two, Joe looks at it, strike two. Pitch three, Jackie Baseball throws a ball. And pitch four, strike three, Joe DeCamera strikes out on four pitches the first at bat. Doesn't take his bat off his shoulder.
Nice little backdoor two-seamer. It was the only two-seamer I threw. I threw only fastball.
So how did you didn't throw anything but a fastball?
No.
So how did you feel after that first at bat? You strike him out on four pitches. How are you feeling at that point, Jack?
I knew it was going to be a long day for Joe DeCamera.
There you go.
I could tell even in the bullpen, like, it was fine. The first couple of warm-up pitches were like, eh, you know.
Yep.
And then I threw the last couple, and it got to the right spot. And then after that first at-bat, I was like, this feels pretty good. Feels pretty good.
So at bat number two, and at this point I'm already yelling at DeCamera. I'm yelling, "He doesn't want to swing. He doesn't want to swing." I'm trying to get into DeCamera's head. Be a real jerk on the sidelines. Real good team player.
It was hard to tell, honestly. There was a lot of chatter.
A lot of people, yeah.
Yeah.
There's a lot of chatter.
I heard you, though.
So at bat number two, first pitch, swinging strike.
Yep.
Second pitch, Joe DeCamera, easy ground ball to third base. Third baseman takes his time, throws him out. And here's where I noticed that Joe DeCamera was in real trouble because I had to watch him run. Now, you get, as you said, I give Joe DeCamera credit. He stepped up there against a guy who had, you know, pitched in college. You know, we all say Joe's not an athlete. He's not an athlete. But, man, you can tell the guy's not an athlete by the way that he runs. He runs like somebody is holding his shoulders back.
Yeah.
He runs legs and stomach
first. Yeah, like crotch first.
Crotch first?
Yeah, like he's got a force field in front of his crotch or something.
Wow.
So that's two at-bats. At bat number three, one pitch.
One pitch.
Grounds out to third, a bouncer at third base, first inning over. Jack, three up, three down, six pitches.
Now, was that the one that he bounced?
No.
Okay.
No, that was the next inning.
That was the next inning.
I was very grateful for the –
That was a good pick.
Oh, that was beautiful. I can't wait to see that.
Well, I was great I was grateful also for a first pitch swing.
Yes.
And put the ball in play.
Now, how was your arm feeling after the first inning, Jack?
So I could tell in long toss that it hurt a little bit. I could tell.
In long toss?
Yeah. And I could tell in warm-ups. I was like, I thought I could get through it. I was fine. I got by the end, though. But, like, at this point, I was like, I feel pretty good.
And, by the way, people kept rolling up as the game went on. There was so much traffic getting in and out of there.
Oh, yeah.
There was no parking spots left at Plymouth White Marsh High School.
I know.
Yeah. I didn't see the first pitch.
Yeah. And then Ike arrives, and then we know. We're rolling. That's where I know. Ike's there. We're rolling.
Yes.
So Jack goes back up there, warms up. At bat number four, I think this is the most crucial at bat of the entire thing.
This is when I came. This is after the break.
The first break.
Yeah.
Yep. Jack starts him off with a ball, then throws a strike. Then DeCamera hits a bouncer to third.
Yeah.
that takes a weird little hop for the third baseman. He has to sort of like forehand it, and he knew he had to whip it over there, even with as slow as the camera runs. Throws it in the dirt. The first baseman digs it out.
Nice.
It was a bang-bang play, but he was out.
Nice.
Jack up, four down, and that's when I knew it was over.
Yeah.
That's when I knew it was over. At bat number five, strikeout on four pitches. At bat number six, swinging strikeout on six pitches.
Yeah.
And at that point, there's break number two. That's inning number two is over,
yep.
And Jack is six up, six down.
Yep. And no three-ball counts.
No three-ball counts. One two-ball count,
yep.
But that was it.
A couple two-ball counts.
So it's break number two after inning number two. Jack, how are you feeling at that point, knowing that if you get him out on the next two, you don't even have to go 10 at bats?
Yeah, so at this point, I felt not that much pressure.
Okay.
I think I was in a good spot.
Yeah.
I was like, wow, we're like right there. Like,
yep.
This could be over in two batters. But I could tell at that point that I didn't have many pitches left.
Now, when you see Ike, does the pressure go up like, oh, no, I can't disappoint Ike? Or do you feel more confident with Ike in your corner? Because, look, we don't want you embarrassed for you, but we all know Ike doesn't want us embarrassed for you.
No, because we are not a soft show.
No, we are not.
We are not a soft show.
Yes. Yep.
So, but I got to be honest, I started throwing again, and I was like, I got it. Like, I've done this a million times. So, like, it didn't matter.
Just
like,
say you were locked in.
I was locked in.
Give a damn who was
it
there.
It didn't matter.
That's what I want to hear.
It didn't matter.
That's what it felt like.
Yeah.
That's what it felt like.
Yeah.
So felt like he was in a zone.
And, like, look, we didn't come up with a rule with this, but I was yelling it out. In between at-bats, DeCamera's conferring with his coach.
I know. What should have counted as a timeout?
Well, I was yelling.
He took the one time where he walked almost up the third baseline
to
stall, and
well,
then came back and talked to the coach, and then got back in the
box. And that's where I thought the grounders hurt him, because he had a run,
at
a tire amount. Him going to the coach was outrageous. And then I saw the camera yelling at me, pointing at me, because I was yelling about the coach.
Yeah.
Look,
it was much harder for him to pull his tactics today.
Yes, it was.
It was harder for him.
And
couldn't do it.
You lost the golf, but what gets lost in the golf is DeCamera was playing mind games during the golf. There was seven practice swings, squatting. he was being DeCamera during the golf, but he couldn't. So for at bat number seven, and this is where DeCamera pulls out something that I don't think anybody saw coming.
Didn't see it coming.
3 inches of no.
Oh, hold
DeCamera
on.
Pulls out. He steps up to the plate. Left-handed.
So I think if he got in there right-handed, I would have felt a little bit more nervous. When he got in there left-handed,
you knew he was.
I was saying, it's over.
He was reaching.
Yeah.
He was
I'm like, what is he doing?
So,
first, what was that?
First pitch was a strike. The second.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Pitch. You almost hit him.
Yeah, you should have worn it.
You know?
and people thought that was a cutter or something. That was the arm
falling apart.
Dying.
Yeah.
That was his opportunity to step in front of one, though.
Yeah.
He didn't want to do it.
He didn't want to do it. Didn't want to wear one.
No, he didn't.
That was not a hard pitch. I wasn't throwing that hard by
but
that point.
But still, even in Little League, I was scared to get hit.
Are you kidding me?
It
sucks.
This is still a 70-mile-an-hour
50
baseball.
Miles per hour, and I still wouldn't want to get hit.
No. So strike one, ball one, a swinging strike for strike two. Fouls one off.
And
left-handed fouls one off.
I said, wow.
But the big difference was when he was right-handed, he was ahead of everything. Clearly, I want to give credit to that hitting coach. The hitting coach basically was telling him, put your bat on the ball, and taught him to put his bat on the ball. So swing strike for a strikeout, and then we're at seven outs, and Jack is one out away. And Fritzy,
you knew he wanted to strike out for that last out.
You knew you were one out away. What was the juice? Like, were you feeling the excitement that you were almost there?
I was ready for it to be over. Yeah. No, but I didn't want to. I definitely didn't want to leave any doubt. Like, I didn't want to get to 7-0 and then be like, all right, how is this going to go wrong? Like,
right.
I wanted to finish it. But by that point, I think I got into a good enough rhythm where I knew I could throw a strike when I wanted to throw a strike. Like,
okay.
I got the right arm slot and whatever.
So I was
feeling good at that point.
So at bat number 8, swinging strike. But then two balls.
Yeah.
And you're down 2-1.
Yep.
Then he second strike was looking, and then the third strike swinging, I think, was high.
It was definitely high.
Strikes out swinging the third one. Fritzy pumps the fist, Tiger style.
Yep.
8 up, 8 down, 30 pitches, 22 strikes in front of hundreds of admirers. Everybody goes home happy knowing that we are even. And Jackie Baseball, I believe this competition is once again in you are in the driver's seat in this competition, and you must feel that way.
Yeah, no, I definitely feel that way, and it was probably the biggest crowd I've ever thrown in front of.
Oh, really?
Yeah, like it was. That was a lot of people there today, but you know, I was glad it was 8-0. I didn't want to leave any doubt. He put a couple balls in play. I was happy to put a couple of balls in play.
Yep.
But I think everyone there today knew that it was only going to go one way if I didn't have a fastball that I could throw for a strike and that bore it out. So I'm very happy, but again, it's only one.
Well, it is
job's
only one.
Job's not finished.
Job's not finished, as the Kobe said.
It's not even close to finished.
Not even close. I channeled my inner Jalen, you know. I really did.
215-592-9495. And again, a thank you to Plymouth White Marsh High School.
Thank you to the umpire. The umpire.
Pat, the umpire, and his son, the first base umpire.
Yeah. He had a good zone.
Yep.
I was very appreciative of the zone.
So thanks to the umpire. Thanks to the school. Thanks to the Colonials, the Plymouth White Marsh Colonials, who had your back. Now, it was, I think I tried to give them the. What they probably perceived as the weirdest pump up speech of all time.
Sure.
I walked over to them and I said, guys, there's two sides today. There's good and there's evil. You guys are on the side of good.
And they said, tone it down.
And they just stared at me.
Yeah.
Because I don't even think they knew who I was.
No.
And then I said, guys.
They said, you don't belong on a baseball field.
Yep. I said, guys, there's winners and losers today, and you guys are the winners.
Yep.
And there we are.
Yep.
You did us proud,
yep.
Fritzy.
Left no stone unturned.
Good job, buddy.
Yeah, thank you.
215-592-9494. Chris in
Middletown.
Yeah. Oh, there we go. Chris Middletown. You're on WIP. What's up, Chris?
Good afternoon, man. I'm happy to be talking to the winners team.
Yeah.
It feels good to be on this side. I got to be honest. It was a long week and a half, long 2 weeks. It's good to be here.
Jack,
I can listen to the station again.
It has been a long 2 weeks.
It really has, Jack, for you specifically.
Yeah. Jack, you're one step closer to keeping your athlete card. So congratulations.
Oh, that's big, too. Know.
Yeah, you can. You're not there yet. You got to finish. You got to finish the task. But the fact that the camera went over 8 with 5K, like what a total loser! I mean, my God! I mean, that is just flat. Embarrassing isn't a word. I don't know what the proper word is here, guys. I mean, you know, I don't know, Spike, you're a wordsmith. Maybe you could come up with something.
I was impressed that he put the ball in play three times. I'm going to be honest with you. I actually didn't expect him to because – and they weren't dribblers.
He didn't get it out of the infield, Spike.
He did not get it out of the infield. The easiest job today was not me. It was not Ike. It was the outfielders for the Plymouth White Marsh High School.
I heard from a reliable source that the outfielders pulled out lawn chairs and took their shirts off and were getting some sun while they were out there.
Now, let me ask you this, Chris. How confident were you in Fritz going into this matchup?
So I was extremely confident. I showed that confidence when I called you guys. Now, I started a little controversy this morning, but for those who follow Fritz, when Fritz is trying to hype up something, he does it with a tone to it. So, like on social media. So, being a Fritzman, did that this morning at the midday show, and they were a little confused. They thought that I wasn't hyping them when really it was my way of paying tribute to Jack, because Jack doesn't like to go out there and be like, "Oh, hey, this guy's going to shove, he's going to kill it." Be like, "Oh yeah, watch, the bullpen's going to come in and blow it." And that's his way of using his reverse psychology. So I was locked in. I did not have a shadow of a doubt. Listen, I don't get shirts made for anybody.
Right.
That's the only time I've ever done that. So that shows you how committed I am. And the fact that, Jack, you can call yourself a Husky again. You've reclaimed that title.
I did roll out the Bloomsburg old jersey today.
You did. Yeah. I thought, throwback.
Yeah.
I recognize those colors. Recognize them. And I love the fact, again, that you just – knocked his ass back into the tub where his flabby body blew up.
There you go.
It's fantastic, guys. Thank you for doing what you're doing. Again, the athletes team, you ready for it? It's Team FRITZ, the winner!
You are a lunatic.
There he is.
You are a lunatic.
Now, somebody who played a crucial role today was umpire Pat McGrane and his son, who was the first base umpire.
Yep.
He joins us now. Hey, Pat, how you doing, brother?
What's up, guys? How are you? Thanks for having me today.
Of course.
Great strike zone today, Pat.
Yeah, we loved it.
I appreciate that. Look, you made it easy. Brady and I, when we went down to the bullpen – and look, I don't want to disparage Joe because he did what he was able to do, but walked out of the bullpen and saw your first two pitches. We walked away because we knew that it was already over and you hadn't even finished warming up yet.
You were like, this guy can pitch. He's going to throw strikes.
You know the velocity and what the batter is going to be capable of, and that just wasn't a velocity that Joe was going to be able to handle. I give him credit that he put a couple in play. I got to be honest, it was more than I thought was going to happen, but, you know, not to say that it was unfair, but it really was. You know, Jack should have won. You did. I give Joe credit. I would have liked to have seen him stay in the box right-handed the entire time. I think the lefty was showmanship.
That was
but
an odd move.
And then when you saw his swing, he was swinging like an 8-year-old softball girl. Like,
I have to be honest with you, Pat. I watched – there's a bunch of fields near my home, and I've seen a bunch of, middle school softball, girl softball, and they swing much better than Joe, to be quite honest.
They do. You are probably right. But, no, it was a lot of fun. I will say there was a couple pitches that the fans didn't like, and that's too bad.
Seltzer's going to complain that you called a couple of high strikes.
So, Seltzer wasn't back behind home plate. If the best place to call balls and strikes was where Seltzer was standing, then I would have given him my clicker and I would have walked away. But the fact of the matter is that the catcher, Mike Miller, love that guy, knew that every pitch that I threw, he knew exactly. He agreed with me. Yes, it was a strike. Yes, it was a ball. But, Jack, you made it easy today. I mean, that was a piece of cake. I'm very proud of my base umpire because – that was close on that bounce at first base. That was going to be close. And to be fair, had Grant not come up with that ball at first base, it would have been an error and it would not have counted.
Yeah. Really? So you think it would have been an error?
Joe didn't make it to the base in time. So So that's the thing, is that it wasn't going to be a base hit either way because he didn't make it to the bag.
So I was wondering.
The fact that,
I was wondering if that was going to be a hit or not, because it was not an easy play. The first two grounders to third were routine plays. This one was.
Well, he had to take a step back because it was a bouncer.
Yeah, so it was like a weird angle on it. So it wasn't as routine as the first two.
Yeah, the spin on the turf is always a challenge if you're not used to it. Dom, the third baseman, is great at it. And so he knew what he had, took the step back. The throw was a little off, but Grant picked it beautifully. But had he not picked it, it would have been an error, and it would have been a null. It would have been a null at bat. So
That might have been trouble too, as we're finding out that Jack might need Tommy John surgery after.
Well, and Pat, what was the rule that the camera was trying to get past last second? That was ridiculous.
What we were concerned about was there's going to be a guy with a camera in the field.
He was saying that if he hits a guy with a camera, then that counts as a base hit. Which I said that's not.
That's
not how it works.
Well, by the way, he didn't even come close to hitting.
It wasn't going to be an issue.
Yeah.
I will tell you that is how it works. So, for instance, if that's the base umpire and that ball gets hit and it hits the umpire before somebody else has a chance to make the play, the ball is dead and the runner would get the bag. The runner would get first base. So in that instance, had he hit that camera guy, it should have been by rule a dead ball, and he should have gotten first base. But
yeah,
I didn't think it was going to be an issue. But you know, I think he was looking for any advantage possible.
Yeah.
Pat, great job back there. You carry yourself like you know what you're doing, and I think you gave us all a. This is what is important, and just being honest, we need this to be no doubt. That the person calling balls and strikes and first base know what they're doing, so there's no shenanigans, and you are a professional, and we thank you for your role today in Jack's victory.
Appreciate it, bro.
I appreciate that, guys. Thank you so much for having me.
There he is. Anytime we need an umpire again, which I'm – the way oh, Jack
he
is –
may need it.
Yeah, well,
he said he could help with basketball.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Ah, there you go.
Yeah. He referees basketball, too.
Yeah, it's total rough.
Ah, there you go. All right, 215-592-9494. We're at McGurk's in Fort Washington. Was full of folks who were over at the high school today. Just outrageous. Jack, congratulations.
Thank you.
Fritzy!
It's not going to be a week and a half of talking about it, I'm sure. This is going
to be ear to ear, man. Ear to ear. Let it go.
Everyone's going to get over this one much quicker.
Yeah, not me, buddy.
Than the golf.
Not me.
Than the golf.
Not me. And we will get your calls right after this. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.